President Mugabe, who was recently on an official visit to South Africa, has over the years attacked the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour government for reneging on promises of funding land redistribution in Zimbabwe made under the 1979 Lancaster House Agreement, which resulted in black majority rule in the country.
We did not send away whites. We took away land in accordance with what the British and ourselves had agreed upon, Margaret Thatcher's government, that there shall be a land reform program and land shall be taken from the farmers and be given to the Zimbabweans. So it was all constitutional. What we didn't want was that Blair should reverse that. That one. President Mugabe said, no, Mr. Blair, you can't do that.
Critics, however, say such attacks are an attempt to shift blame from his ZANU-PF supporters that forcibly took over white commercial farms' land, leading to what they claim is an unprecedented decline of production in the agricultural sector. Estimates are that commercial agricultural production declined by almost 70% after the land reform. But some farmers who grabbed land under the country's violent agrarian reforms that claimed the lives of several white commercial farmers say although the president was right in tackling the land issue, his government is failing to come up with clear-cut policies promoting new farmers. Mangura farmer Christopher Mamina is one of the local people who grabbed a farm 14 years ago. He is struggling to till his land. He says Agriculture and Mechanization Minister Joseph Made should play a key role in drafting and implementing an agricultural policy that promotes irrigation in order to boost crop production and animal husbandry on seized farms.
That ministry should be revived as soon as yesterday, because that department has brought the hunger and suffering into the country. The rain, we are receiving erratic each and every season. So the Department of Irrigation and Mechanization is responsible for us to retain our title of Zimbabwe as the breadbasket of Africa. We must revive the irrigation department.
His suggestions are backed by Makonde farmer McDonald Mbirimi, who says it is difficult for farmers to depend on erratic rains. He says if everything else falls in the farming sector, the government should seriously think about allowing indigenous farmers to use genetically modified maize seed to boost production of the country's staple food. Mbirimi claims that some countries in the Southern African Development Community or SADC region are boosting crop production through planting such GMOs.
GMO, please, it must come like yesterday. If it's introduced today, because I've managed to put irrigation in Komunda Kwangu, I'm the first man who is going to produce GMO. Please, 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 let's swallow our pride. Why can't we produce GMO? We can produce better.
Mbirini says the other setback is the lack of capital as banks are not accepting state-issued 99-year lease agreements which can be used as some form of collateral for getting loans. He says at the same time government should ensure that farmers are able to access state-subsidized agricultural inputs.
If the government can subsidize through those who are manufacturing fertilizers and seed houses, to allow a farmer to buy the product, fertilizer, cheaper.
Fertilizer produced in Zimbabwe is the most expensive in the SADC region. A bag of Compound D, which costs $34 in the country, is pegged at almost $7 in Zambia, a nation which is now home to a large number of white commercial farmers who lost their land in Zimbabwe. Zambia is now exporting maize to Zimbabwe. Farming expert Paul Zakaria of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union concurs, adding that the government should introduce policies that are in harmony with the current farming technology.
So I feel that the government, if they were to subsidize the cost of fertilizer at the very least, then through increased production, I think they could offset the cost of subsidy because we'd have more production. We'd be able to export more. Now it's very expensive for a farmer to grow something. We can't compete with our neighbors. but we used to be the breadbasket of what? Of Southern Africa. All of a sudden, we are importing chibage from Zambia. How did that happen?
Apart from that, some farmers say the whole agriculture sector is highly politicized, a situation which is driving away investors. According to Mbirimi, politicization of land is counterproductive.
One major thing, politics and administration got separate.
Government is convinced that it made the right move to grab white commercial farms, though some top state officials, including President Mugabe, have acknowledged that most new farmers are facing serious challenges in tilling the land. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.